Today on the show, we're talking life after lockdown, from India to France to Singapore. We begin in the UK. After nearly 2 months, Britain is opening up. Last night, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson laid out the plan.
This is not the time simply to end the lockdown this week. Instead, we're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures.
The government's slogan of stay home, save lives is now stay alert, control the virus, save lives. But there was instant blowback to the slogan and the plan that Johnson announced.
Many people ask the question, well, what does stay alert actually mean? We're talking about a virus. It's not a physical thing. So how do you stay alert to a virus?
The world's Orla Barry is in London.
Then last night, he laid out the plan for lifting the lockdown. And the second big issue that came up is that he said to people who could return to work that they should do so. Those who worked in sectors like manufacturing, construction, food distribution and food production should return, but added that they should avoid public transport if at all possible. Now, the difficulty is, if anybody knows even London, for example, you'll know that London runs on public transport. So his suggestion to tell people to go back to work was, well, how are we going to get to work if we're not going to use public transport?
So that was last night, Orla. How are people dealing with this today?
Still, there is a backlash and still some confusion. Have a listen to what Jeremy Corbyn, the former leader of the Labour Party, had to say in Parliament this afternoon.
Does the Prime Minister recognise that the COVID crisis has exposed grotesque levels of inequality within our society? And his statement yesterday has given a carte blanche to many employers to try and force people to come back to work without proper consideration of their health and safety. And does he not recognise that his statement will make the inequalities in this country even worse?
Jeremy Corbyn from the opposition Labour Party. And Orla, it wasn't just the opposition that had problems with the Prime Minister's plan. Apparently, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are not happy either.
No, indeed. And Welsh MP Liz Saville-Roberts put this very point to Boris Johnson in Parliament this afternoon.
There is now a three nations approach. Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland all agree on policy and message. And I mean this with no malice, but for the sake of clarity, can he confirm that in almost everything he has announced today, the Prime Minister is acting as the Prime Minister of England?
Her point being that Boris Johnson is supposed to be the Prime Minister of all of the UK, but he's only acting like he's a Prime Minister of England. So, Orla, with the disagreements about how to reopen, what changes can the UK actually expect to see over the coming weeks?
Well, this week, people have been told they can go out and they can exercise. They can meet one other person outside their household. But other than that, you won't see that many changes. Starting from the 1st of June is when we'll see things like schools starting to reopen and small shops starting to open up. And then it'll be into July before we see establishments like pubs and restaurants being allowed to open. But all of that is contingent on the infection rate not going back up again.
Boris Johnson also announced a 14-day quarantine for passengers arriving into the UK. How has that news been received?
Yeah, it's taken the airlines by surprise, it has to be said, and they've already taken quite a pummeling up to now. The government said that the 14-day period will be imposed on all travellers arriving into the UK, except for those from Ireland, and today they said also from France. But the airlines do appear to be taken aback by the news. And here's the CEO of the International Airlines Group, which owns the likes of British Airways and Iberia, Willie Walsh.
Definitely going to make it worse. There's nothing positive in anything that I heard the Prime Minister say yesterday. So we had been planning to resume on a pretty significant basis of flying in July. I think we'll have to review that based on what the Prime Minister said yesterday.
Yeah, 14 days of staying inside will probably make lots of people rethink their UK travel plans.
Absolutely.
The World's Orla Barry in London, thank you very much for the latest.
Thanks, Marco.